It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat. Which looks like if all the bullies exploded. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Give me one good reason why my honor guard should not obliterate you in this moment.
You know what? I got this. Dar, please present him with our Federated Alliance gift.
You think this is our one good reason?
I mean, it's pretty.
Massive Exeter. Extremely rare you to reconsider this question, actually.
This, my friend, is an official Federated Alliance koozie.
What is this?
It keeps a hot beverage hot. It keeps a cold beverage cold.
When would I use this for a hot beverage? This is a hot, humid planet. When would I ever use this?
I guess.
Well, it's great for cold beverages.
Guards, open fire.
Okay, let's go.
No,
run.
Okay, running.
Bad dream. Another bad dream, horse hat. No, don't worry about it. I'm just gonna step out and get a little fresh air, okay?
Hey, Dar?
No,
okay, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, you're not ready.
Dar's grappling with some pretty heavy metaphysical issues right now, so...
It's just, you know, when I thought that I shot them and it was fine, I felt bad. But now that I know that I shot them and they died? I mean, that's... And when I think about it, like, if that Dar died, then who is this Dar? How is that possible?
Yeah, buddy, you're gonna make your nose bleed here. I don't think Dar's ready for that conversation yet.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Dar, do you want some advice? I know you're not ready, but I have some advice.
Sure, okay.
Never be ready.
Yeah.
Let it just be inside of you. Let it get bigger and bigger. Let it define who you are. Let it motivate you for the rest of your life.
I'm not sure that's great
advice. Let it make you turn away from those who loved you in order to focus on one...
Fargy.
...singular... past experience that affected you for the rest of your life.
No, yeah, certainly there's a
Turn
middle ground.
Darkness.
Oh, Bargy.
Bargy.
What?
Hey, everybody.
Hey!
It's
AJ.
Yo, what's going on?
Hi, AJ.
Nothing. We're just,
normal. Bargy's going super slow right now, and everybody's kind of standing in different parts of the... Hold is kind of like not looking at
you know, sometimes
anyone.
It's important for us to each look out our own window and just consider.
I thought I heard Bargy said turn to darkness at one point.
Yes,
I don't think that's right.
Go towards the light.
There you go.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
We're all doing that thing right now, AJ, where we're the lead in our own hollow. So, you know, just staring out the port windows.
But also we are on a Hollowood set right now, am I right? Right?
Wait, we are?
Wait, what? Bargy?
We're on a set right now?
Yeah, it's the first day of filming for Shirk 5. I thought we'd discuss this. They come to me for punch-ups. Usually I've just been saying no.
Oh, this planet we're orbiting is where they're filming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey.
I thought it was animated.
They're making a live-action sequel to the four previous animated
The first
films.
Four Shirk films were computer animation.
I refuse... to write it if it was animation.
So it's a real donkey?
It's a real donkey.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you, like, hung out with... Like, what's donkey like? Is it...
He's such a sweetheart. I'll set you guys up later.
Oh, great.
Anyway, I have to get back to my job.
This is such an awesome day. What a great day, guys.
Okay.
AJ, out of curiosity, you can only mind wipe yourself. You can't mind wipe your loved ones, correct?
I mean, I could, like... No, I don't think I could.
AJ, bring us through for a second here. When you mind wipe, what do you do in your mind?
Well, I stand straight and tall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Straight and tall?
Good posture is always important when it comes to mind wipes. I stare straight ahead, and then I...
And then you what?
Yeah, what are the other steps?
To what?
Never mind.
Oh, he mind wiped himself.
No, it happened already. Yeah, we missed it.
How's everything going? Is this a good day? Or
yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Captain Darn, I have an incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency Emissarial Negotiations Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundaloy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nermit
Bundaloy.
Hello. Today is a day unlike any other.
What? Whoa, what? Really?
Oh. See? Nermit gets it. Huh? Always on the same wavelength as Dar.
Totally. What are we talking about?
I think it might be something unrelated.
Yeah. Oh.
When I call, I tend to call with a...
personal problem?
No.
Yeah, obnoxious digression?
Absolutely not. I call... I'm
neurosis.
Come on.
Annoying song.
Oh, snivel. You're sniveling usually when you call.
Give me a break.
Notes on Shirk 5 that I will never take.
Margie, some of those are good notes. I don't know. Consider them. No, I call you. What do I operate?
Zaggy Boy shirt.
Come on. This is a new one. That's not
Zaggy Boy
calling.
Dance.
Okay, fine.
See how he's sniveling while he does it? He's sniveling.
It's a kind of an annoying song when you're with it too, right?
No, I call... I normally call with a... mission.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Sometimes.
Who would have guessed that? Eventually.
But today, that's not happening. You know why?
Because you never really knew yourself? Everything you knew to be true was a lie?
No. It's because I assign missions when there are problems to solve, and right now, there are none to solve.
So you just called the snivel?
AJ,
Alright, we'll hear the song, Nermit. Just play it already.
I'm gonna put it on in the background, nice and light. It's a soft listening, adult contemporary kind of instrumental. Anyway, I assign missions because there are problems to solve, and there are no problems to solve because Sisu Gundu is up in the polls. Everyone is keeping it tight. It's so tight, it's kept. All I'm calling to say is there's no mission today. The election is 3 days away.
Nermit, you can't think that way. It could all go away in the blink of an eye. I mean, you have to hold on to what you have, and you have to hold on to it.
Dar.
Dar, you're singing my language.
Why is Dar just leaning against the wall?
There is a purpose to this call.
What a celebration. Sisu is up in 90% of planetary polls. Her running mate, Jan, I'm sure you heard the news. It's quite a combo.
Good for Jan.
Yeah.
Are you sure Jan has time to be Sisu's running mate?
She said if she owed it to her children to see that the galaxy was well taken care of and that she could slip it in between nap and snack.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not a lot of time.
So this is just looking rosy.
Nermit!
Sisu!
Here she is right now. Yes, Sisu, come in. I was just sharing the great news.
We have a problem.
Oh. Oh, no.
I don't want you to freak out because you are...
I would never.
You tend to freak out a little bit, but Ted Ronka has created a...
What now?
Some sort of a machine.
He would.
To get rid of the all-wheat.
What?
He's been building it in secret, and now it's already in place around the jucking all-wheat. Look at this.
And once we power this baby up, all of our troubles with the all-wheat are finito.
Can we rewind it, or...
Can we start from the beginning?
That makes sense.
That was it.
No, that was all he said.
That had to be the end of the video.
Wait, so it's some sort of cage that goes around the all-wheat and neutralizes it? That's incredible. That's actually great news.
Nermit, it's terrible news.
Oh,
just because he has some sort of a fancy gadget doesn't make him qualified to become galactic leader.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yes, that is so true.
Show a certain amount of leadership. Classic Zist target turn surprise.
Yeah.
Create a lot of goodwill right before the election.
Chuck.
And you know what happens if he wins?
You lose.
Exactly. And you know what happens if I lose?
What?
You're available?
Well, I don't even want to think about it.
Okay.
Nermit, yes. Here's the plan.
Okay.
Zip up. Your crew must delay Rocka's activation of this device as soon as possible.
Today?
Now, yes, I am very much aware that the All-Wheat, which is the prime existential threat of the galaxy, needs to be destroyed. I am pro that. I've written papers on that. But it also means that a fake nice trillionaire in loose pants will then ruin the galaxy if it becomes its leader. Your job is to get him to hit pause.
Yes.
I'm sending you those instructions now. Nermit, I put my complete trust in you.
That trust is not
misplaced. You have taken Dale's cookie recipe and you have brought it to the next level, and not many people can do that.
Wait, you perfected the recipe and you didn't share it with us?
I just...
The last time you sent it to us, it was liquid.
They get eaten before I can send them. They're just...
Also, we found the person who we accused of being Dale's murderer was not actually guilty. So we're zoning in on the real killer.
Great
Dale news. We still love him very much.
Good.
Nermit, send your team.
Sure.
Great. Remember to, everyone at the same time, Keep it tight.
Crew, we got a mission.
Great.
And we have another song.
I don't know if it's time for a song right now.
You're the boss. Secure the perimeter. Let's go.
You got it.
Sisu Gundu, future galactic leader. I'm incredibly important and very busy, but I'm listening. Please leave a message after the beep. If this is Diana, my dermatologist, you know the direct line. Okay. Bye-bye.
Sisu. Sisu, it's me. It's Rolfus. Sisu, please pick up. I only have a few minutes before they secure the perimeter and come back. Yeah, pick up. Come on, please.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything. I know you probably think I'm dead, but I survived, Sisu. During the Battle of the Planet Crushers, right after we got separated, dozens of Klints infiltrated and swarmed the Rebel outpost. I followed them through the building, picking them off one by one, crawling through air ducts, throwing them down staircases, walking barefoot over broken glass, you know. But I knew it was hopeless. I was woefully outnumbered. Until finally it hit me. Maybe. Just maybe. Despite looking, acting, and thinking nothing like them, maybe I could convince them I was one of them. I stole the armor off of one I dispatched in an elevator and joined the others seamlessly. The fools and their punchable faces didn't suspect a thing. I've been living among them, getting in their heads, slowly sabotaging their operations, making sure that no matter what, they steered clear of the Zix Quadrant. To protect you, Sisu. To protect you and Centurion. Now, I know you're asking yourself, how is it possible that I'm calling you now, after all this time? The answer, Sisu, is Mint Mobile, which gives me the premium service of a big wireless provider at a fraction of the cost. In fact, I cut my wireless bill down to just 15 kroon a month by switching to Mint Mobile. You know I hate paying a wireless bill to a big wireless provider. I'm not some sort of bootlicker like GK3199. I'm a rebel, Rod, damn it, and I want a provider that gives me unlimited nationwide talk and text, plus crazy fast 4G LTE, and lets me keep my same phone number at all my contacts. And if I'm not satisfied, Mint Mobile has me covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Listen, I know I was stupid and selfish. I know I was a bad father and a worse husband. I let you down. And I let the rebellion down. But I promise you this. you can get your own new wireless plan for 15 kroon a month and shipped to your door for free at mintmobile.com/zix. Listen to me. It's like you always used to say, Rolfus, you sound like a jucking commercial.
But it feels good, Sisu. It feels so good to talk to you again.
Cut your wireless bill to 15 kroon a month at mintmobile.com/zix. Laughing and crying. That wraps all the way around the Allweed.
Look, have you heard anything from the Allweed lately?
No, I actually haven't. It's been silent.
It's somewhat disconcerting.
Whoa, Papa. Hey, this thing could destroy the Allweed.
I mean, it could.
What do you think you'll mope about after it's gone?
Stop cartwheeling.
You burn.
Okay, Sisu, what's the plan?
Well, good news is the plan is this. Sisu sent this along, and it's pretty much our whole trip here. Printing up, it's very comprehensive.
That's a pretty thick binder.
Yeah, it's very thick. In fact, I'm still sort of just getting through that.
Me and my dad with the binder. Got it. Let's do this.
What?
Yeah, you just, like, you come up behind him and be like, what?
Come up behind Tanraka and kill him?
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. Like, if you hit him with a binder, it's gonna look like something else happened. Like, you know, fell down on top of a binder over and over again.
Sisu's giving us a very thought-out plan.
Are these just all of Sisu's policies?
Yes, well, her plan involves a delicate series of conversations we'll need to have with Tanraka and his staff to lay out her platform and come to some sort of political truce. It may take some time for me to parse and then fully implement this plan, but after all, I am a diplomacy droid. You might say, this is what I was built for.
You might say, I was built for hitting him on the head with the binder until he dies.
Okay, we're not doing that.
So here's where Margie, I think, said to drop you off.
This looks like the base of operations here, right? I think we'll be just fine. Thanks.
Can you sign the clipboard? I have to be able to report back to the second assistant director.
Thanks for the ride, by the way. I know I was really out of your way.
I mean, it's an honor as a PA to get to be able to drive such heavy hitting.
We're not involved in the production at all.
Okay.
We were just in Bargy when she reported to set.
Cool.
Hey, what's your name again?
Milfus Tem.
Milfus.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Donkey like?
Oh, Donkey?
Yeah.
He's like an ass.
Is he cool?
No, he's an ass.
He's not cool? What kind of ass are you talking about?
He's like four legs.
AJ, we gotta go. We gotta go. Thank you, Milfus. Thank you, Milfus. Good luck with your career. Look at all these sentients packed outside of the factory. Are these all Ronka supporters?
Do any of them realize how precarious it all is?
Dar, if you hadn't met Adelaide Wiggles, you'd still be dead on Flurp. Your bones would be decomposing on the planet's surface right now.
Is what you're saying helping?
I'm just saying it's all part of a bigger story. Dar, you're alive because of the adventures we've all gone on together.
Yeah, well, but Black also was shot with the brain because of the adventures that we've
okay. It's true.
If I had never, in fact, joined up.
Hey there! Y'all want Ted Rocket too?
Oh, wow. Look at those Zyball caps.
Wow.
Mine says Ted or dead. Get it?
I guess so.
Very aggressive stance.
If he becomes the leader of the universe, he's going to make shrimp for free for everybody.
Is that one of his platform positions?
No, but we're hoping he'll have it.
I'd like to ask you a question. Do you really think if Ted Ronka doesn't win, you'd rather be dead?
No, I don't know. He rhymed.
Yeah, when you say Ted or dead, do you mean you would die from disappointment, or you'd kill yourself, or you think that the leader would lead the galaxy to ruin?
Oh, jeez, we're asking a lot of questions we didn't ask ourselves when we made the hat.
Okay.
Here's a hat for yourself.
I'm not going to wear this.
Thank you. Yeah.
AJ.
I'll put on my helmet.
No. I can't believe that even fits.
Yeah, it's just like one that has one of those straps in the back. Huh. Are these people here for Ronka too? Because they seem way angrier than the other guys.
Yeah, I think these guys are protesters, not supporters.
Perhaps, you know, like we do, they prefer a different kid.
If Ted Ronka deactivates the all-wheat, how will it eat me?
Okay, so what we have here are some death cults. They crave death. Specifically from the all-wheat.
That actually says Ted for dead. See?
Yeah, they seem to want everyone to die, including Ted.
All right.
Well, who am I to argue? I've been marching in my own death for years now.
Jealous.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
Now, we're not going to be doing any kind of marching with crowds this thick. Plus, how are we supposed to delay Ted Ronka without access to his factory?
Give me the binder. I'm going to clear the path.
Peter, put the binder down.
You're going to clear a path with the binder, AJ?
Yeah, just swing it around.
Down with plastic.
Great PR for the campaign.
Down with plastic.
Sir, please take your hands off my armor, sir.
I need to throw it away.
Sir.
It needs to be destroyed.
No, what? No, it's mine.
It what? Needs
oh, see,
to
now
be
you
destroyed.
See this guy here. I don't think he's going to do with the death cults.
Or power,
anti-rocket.
His son just says, get rid of plastic.
My armor's not totally plastic. You can, like, lay off of me.
Do you ever hear of the mines of Nardar?
Oh, sure.
Mines.
Plastic mines. Yep.
The plastic mines of Nardar. I've toiled there for hundreds of years.
Whoa.
Wow.
Only last week did I see starlight for the first time when I managed to escape.
Well,
so why do you not like plastic? You know, like what?
AJ, that's kind of obvious.
Well, he was around it all the time. You'd think he'd like it.
It's all I smelled. It's all I ate. It's all
Wait, you
I
ate
bathed
plastic?
In. It's all we had in the mines. So I had to adapt my gut organisms to digest plastics.
Sounds like
otherwise
you.
I would die.
Sounds like you liked it because it was your food. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. AJ, why would that be true?
I don't know. If I'm eating something, I'm like, I like it.
That's you not know? What preferences are.
Oh, okay. Hey, my name's AJ. What's yours?
My name is Calipar.
Okay.
Calipar, hey, listen, I'm so sorry you were in a mine for how long, did you say?
Hundreds and hundreds of years. There's no way of knowing.
So long.
So why didn't you just leave? You know what I mean?
AJ.
What? What?
Are you familiar with forced labor?
I mean,
I was in chains.
Oh.
Plastic chains.
Plastic chains.
I had to eat my way out, then, run away.
How long did you know how to eat plastic, though? Wouldn't you just, like, eat the chains like, pretty early on?
AJ, I think you need to leave this guy alone. He's been through a lot.
Clearly, this gentleman went through quite an ordeal.
Listen, Calipar, I'm sorry. What problem do you have with Ted Ronka that you're
Ted
here?
Ted Ronka? Ted Ronka, the owner of Joyful Toys Incorporated?
Oh. Ronka's many subsidiary companies, yeah.
They make action figures of the geriatric gal pals. You ever hear that?
I love the
program.
I mean, I've seen ads for
they
them
roll.
In
they
teen,
totally
I guess, but.
We're old, but we're also kicking butt. What? Did you guys not watch it? Yeah.
I mean, I guess, AJ, you're six. You're sort of in the demographic.
Yeah, I love them. Gotta catch them all.
I heard that song every time I pressed on their bellies. Those toys would go off and sing that song, and it drove me mad.
Wait, you mined the plastic and you also made the action figures?
They were pre-made.
You mined the fully formed action figures?
That's right.
I guess I don't understand what plastic mining is like. Can you explain how the process works?
Nardar is a former garbage dump. They went extinct, these Nardarians, because they created a consumer culture where all they made was action figures to be collected. And, you know, with erosion, the dirt covered the plastic piles. And it's our job to dig them out.
Okay.
Yeah, the irony is that geriatric gal pals are a very old show on Nardar, but to us is quite new.
Right, and I guess Joyful Toy Company is more of a repurposing corporation.
Yeah,
they use existing
sort of an upcycling of old
Nardar and action figures.
You get to dig in the dirt and find action figures? That sounds amazing. Don't you think, Captain Dar? Just digging around, picking out action figures and finding them?
Wait, where is Dar?
Seems to have wandered off.
Guess they have a lot on their mind.
So, like, is it like a shovel and a pail situation? Or are you just using your hands? Like, sounds like you were having some fun for hundreds of years, in my opinion.
I don't think you get who I am as a person.
Huh, maybe.
Calipari, I think that's an absolutely fair assessment.
So, Ray, you were dead, and now you're not dead?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's awesome.
Awesome?
Hey, everybody. They were dead, and they're not dead anymore.
We found one.
Ah.
We found
we
one.
We are one of the anointed Ooh. Ones.
What was it like? Explain the moment of your death to
was
us.
Was it as pure and perfect and flavorful as we think?
We're really into it.
Is it weird that you and all your friends look exactly alike?
No.
No,
it's very normal.
We go to the same spa. Yeah.
And when we sacrifice ourselves to the Allweed, we shall look identical in death as well.
But yes. You pay us the honor of holding our sign, which says Ronka for death.
Not to be confused with Dead for Dead. That is a competing death cult.
Also, not to be confused with Ted or Dead, the
which is
pro-Ronka
Ronka
slogan.
Yes,
and not to be confused with Shirk for Dead, which is about the movie Shirk 4 and how it's connected to death in different ways.
Yes.
Oh.
If you watch it in black and white and in reverse, and you play the unreleased Beatlemen record, there are certain moments in Shirk 4 that you will see that are definitely referenced.
We need to let them speak.
Yes, share your words of wisdom.
Even the no-nados are listening.
With our ears covered.
Well,
wonderful.
I'm still processing how I feel about
processing.
It.
Processing, marvelous.
Surely you have a recollection of the moment when your life left your body.
In fact, I feel like I watched it all from underneath the willows.
Oh, yes.
Anointed one, the willows you watched from was... That's some sort of other dimension that we might attain through worship of you?
A liminal space between life and death.
We were in the Zix quadrant.
That's where we are now.
It's all part of it. Mal makes sense.
It's all happening.
Calipari, with these mines, did you, like, put in an application? Or did you know somebody there? Or, like, how'd you get the job?
I was born into it.
Well, must be nice.
In the depths of the mines.
Must be nice.
It's all I ever knew.
So you're good at it.
It's not everyone who's, you know, doing their job. Necessarily likes doing their job.
Okay, well, do you like doing your job?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
I like doing my job.
Okay, but my wife is in California. Did you enjoy mining for action figures?
I did not.
Okay, see, yes, that's sort of what I'm talking about.
But two to one, do you know what I mean?
Well, Calipari, since you got out of the mine, surely you must have had some sort of positive experience out in the wider galaxy.
Yeah, wasn't it good to get out of the mines? I don't know, eat real food again? Food that's not plastic, you know?
I tried eating other foods, and they just rocketed back out.
Front or back?
Both ends.
It matters. It's not important at all.
It's okay. This I'm okay talking about.
Okay. All right.
Rocketed out of both ends.
Wow.
But ironically, you adapted your own digestive system to eat plastic in the first place.
That's right.
You know, Calipari, maybe if you just put your mind to it, you can kind of unadapt, you know?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are things I regret about... adapting my body to certain situations. One of them being having less teeth, but bigger teeth.
Yeah,
I got those four teeth.
Yes.
They're enormous. They're the size of my hand.
They used to be the size of fingertips, and I used to have 40 of them.
But kind of consolidated.
Yes, in width.
So, Caliper, you have adapted to rapidly evolve as a defense against harmful surroundings.
That's correct. I cannot smell flowers.
No.
How would that ever have harmed you?
I was allergic.
To all flowers?
All flowers. Anything with pollen.
You can't smell them, but certainly the allergy is still there, right?
No, I've purged all the olfactory receptors.
Whoa.
So you can't smell at all?
Yes, but that includes flowers.
Sure. Oh, no. Yeah, but everything else, everything else.
Seems like you gave up a lot for the allergy.
Well, can't go back now. My DNA only goes in one direction when it adapts.
It only goes in the one direction.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, it's got to be a relief to be free of the mines, right?
Once I left the planet, I found that most equipment was made out of plastic.
It is a lot of plastic.
It's a common material. Yeah, it's a common material.
So I had to make it my mission to rid plastic wherever I went, so this can never happen to anyone else.
Certain emotional logic and, dare I say, nobility to that quest?
As soon as all the plastic in the universe is destroyed, I will be able to move on with my life.
That's okay. A tall order.
It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Put on one
in the universe, that's a lot of plastic.
Having a goal is good, though.
Yes, objectively, all the plastic in the universe is...
Caliper, I feel like you and I, since we vibed a little bit, I have a suggestion for you.
AJ, you're faulty premise.
Careful.
What if you ate it? Every last piece of plastic in the universe.
Caliper, we apologize.
Yeah, listen.
What was that? Did I hear the wind just now?
Oh, what if you ate it?
AJ.
He
looks mad.
I don't hear anything right now.
He looks mad at me.
Oh, wait. Caliper, have you adapted to tuning out every word that AJ says to you?
It appears that I have.
Whoa.
My body is highly adaptable.
Caliper, is there DNA on this one?
Hey, is that Dar over there standing on top of that bus?
And then, of course, I knew I was dead.
Oh, now speak right into this, please.
Okay, thank you. And then,
we can hear them.
Their message extends towards the heavens.
You've united all of our differences.
It's loud.
Continue.
Oh, okay, sure. Sorry. I wanted to be respectful of all of you chanting and praising me, but we can kind of go, you know, back and forth on this one, like... Okay. Yeah, this feels good. Yeah.
Shower us with your wisdom. Annihilate us with your wisdom.
Thousands of us marshaled to your call.
I, to the pew-pew, grant you my devotees.
Lead us. What would you wish of us, Dar?
For minutes now we have followed you.
It's a bit uncouth, but I think I could use my motor droid arms and, you know, make us a pathway that would let us get closer to the device.
You mean the enormous structure made almost entirely of plastic?
Maybe?
Wait, he made it out of plastic?
A non-magnetic substance.
Of course.
Can be steered instead of being influenced by any electromagnetism.
Well, I have to give it a Ronka. That's actually an ingenious design. Caliper, how do you know this much about Ronka's device?
Perhaps I helped build it.
What?
Wait, okay. Did you help build it?
Perhaps. Most of the exterior of the cage is action figures of the geriatric gal pals.
That can't be right.
Oh, like
yes.
Collector's items or just regular ones? Like, what are we talking about here?
They're all special editions.
No!
With pinching action.
Oh, no, not the pinching action. Like, get your cheeks.
Yes, I've set up a chain reaction in such a way that once I start the pinching, they'll pinch down the line.
Wait a second.
Oh, no.
They'll eventually pinch one of the thrusters so that it's very slightly, infinitesimally off-center.
And that would spin the entire cage off balance, and it would immediately implode into the allweed.
Yes.
You're gonna sabotage a device that could destroy the all-wheat? That might destroy the whole galaxy.
It's a risk I'm willing to take, if it means the end of plastic.
Well, this guy is a committed activist.
So we're talking about, like, all the figures. Is Ninja Bonnie, like, the... Like,
I think so. I think so, AJ. Yeah, gotta
this
be.
This is special edition, you guys. Like, listen, Bonnie's not usually in a ninja costume. Like, it's good.
Just table this for 5 seconds.
Fine.
Calipar, we're sorry for AJ.
Was AJ just speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, no, what's happening?
I told you we should have taken him out.
Well, hey there, everybody. Nice-looking crowd out there. Thanks for your patience. I know it's been kind of a long wait, so thank you, everybody. We are now at go time. We are going to turn this sucker on, and the all-wheat is going to be all beat.
The final phase nears. The last ingredient is about to be sent right to us.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Final phase? Last ingredient? Oh, my rod. It's the device. C-53, the device is the last ingredient. It's exactly what the all-wheat wants.
Click. You gotta stop going on being our new... I don't think that's good stuff for you to read. It's just conspiracy.
No, I know I talk about it a lot, but Bino knew that this device was going to be made, and he knew that it was going to activate the all-wheat. No, listen. Just listen. Calipar is right. We have to destroy the device.
Well, he's... You know, he's not wrong that we're perhaps a little cavalier about our use of plastic in the galaxy.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Guys, should we be worried that the death cults are kind of getting... Variety and stuff.
What do you mean you're leaving? You can't leave us. You're the one true leader.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure that I want to be a leader. I kind of have this other thing, and I have horse head.
What do I have to do to make you stay?
Dar, we can give you anything you want.
Without you, we'll just turn into chaos.
Don't listen to them. I alone will follow.
Is this what you want? I'll do this.
I'll dance so weird.
Turn over this speeder for you.
These others offer weak things. I offer my own life.
I'll turn that speeder back over.
No,
I'll give mouth to mouth to the guy who killed himself. Saved him.
What was it like?
I stood between life and death, able to observe both at the same time.
That's too much. I don't turn the seal over again.
Tell us, were there willows?
Oh, far larger willows.
Larger than Dawn.
Was there shrimp?
Shrimp as far as the eye can see.
I'll hail this guy.
Melissa, you
laughed at me. Dar Thalawas. You are now this guy, Thalawas.
No, not as I say, turn the other cheek towards this guy.
Yes, we will follow you.
Okay.
Yes, everywhere.
That sounds better.
I guess I'm gonna just, see myself out.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Please don't let the door hit you.
Okay.
Take a pen. Don't forget to take a pen.
I have to stop it.
Come in, C-53. Nermit calling for a status report.
What do we do?
Captain Dar is not picking up.
Not great. Nermit, Bronco is activating the device momentarily.
What?
Unable to reach him.
We were supposed to delay it.
It is time. It is time for me to fulfill my destiny. To go up there and press the limited edition Diamond Gal Pal.
Why did you put a Diamond Gal Pal up there?
Those are hard to find.
As you can see, I have a homemade wagon rocket.
Wow. This should not fly.
Looks like a coffin with a furnace on the back.
It's all wood, including the nails.
And honestly, Calipar, that's hard to do.
The wagon rocket, it has enough oxygen for one trip to the all-wheat. Just one trip. Down to the molecule, I've measured it.
Whoa. Wow. Incredible engineering.
And there's only one seat in there, and... Once it gets up there, pull on that Gal Pal handbag.
Yeah.
Hi, team. What did I miss?
Dar. Well, to be perfectly honest, kind of a lot. But how are you? Are you all right?
You know, pretty good, actually. I
It was just a cult sensation there for a bit.
Oh, awesome. Did you do, like, rituals and things like that?
Yeah, you know, they kind of helped me accelerate through all the phases of processing my death. And, well, now I'm just in acceptance. So...
Actually sounds positive.
Did you do, like, rituals or what?
There were rituals,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Okay, great.
Wait, what? What the?
Oh! So when you're not in it right now, it's taking off.
Yeah. Oh, Calvar, I'm so sorry. It must have misfired or something.
Yeah, Papa, you gotta admit, this is...
Where's Pluck?
Papa?
Wait.
Pluck?
I don't know.
Whoa. He just disappeared.
No,
oh, okay. No, I didn't.
No, I'm almost certain he's on that rocket, headed toward the all-weed like a big, dumb idiot.
You let him near a rocket ship?
Was that our idea?
But
I was against it. I was totally against it.
Andy, what are you talking about?
Why weren't you any of you monitoring him? We all know that he's been dying to launch himself into the all-weed.
You know, you say it out loud, and it's obviously true, but I just wasn't thinking of it in the moment.
He took my dream away. I think I'm going to go back to the mines.
Oh, Calper! No!
Well, all you can eat, so not bad.
Existing relationship. Why aren't you going on set? No, they're jealous of you, Donkey. They like you, but they're jealous of you. That's different. Hey, let me tell you something. The Shirk franchise has nothing to do with Shirk. Donkey, you are the franchise. You are the reason these movies are made. You're the merch. You're the voice people hear at restaurants. Yes, I did kill you in my first draft. That is correct. You're the one who can carry a death scene. You're not going to just close your eyes and fall. You're going to feel it, you're going to become it, and you're going to make it stretch out for at least 5 scenes. I was thinking it starts off with you taking your own life, and then it continues on for the rest of the movie. I agree. Go walk out there and tell them you want to do that version of the script. All right, cool. Good luck. I don't know if that'll make them like you anymore, if that was the original point of this conversation.
Five credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Pluck Deck Sutter was played by Alden Ford. C-53, Ted Ronka, and the Resurrected Cultist were played by Jeremy Benn. Captain Dar and the No-Nada Cult Leader were played by Ali Kukesh. Barji the Ship, Sisu Gundu, Tooth of Pew Pew, and the Shrimp Lady were played by Mujan Zalfagari. Team Omner Bundeloy, Milfus the PA, and the Ted or Dead Guy were played by Seth Land. AJ and the All-Wheat were played by Winston Knoll. Calipar was played by special guest Nathan Min. Nathan is a writer, actor, and stand-up based in New York City. He recently wrote for Adult Swim's Joe Pera Talks With You. You can find out more about him at nathanmin.com. This episode was edited by Seth Lynn and Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra, with additional performance by the Chime Street Brass Quintet. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hey, J. Keith.
Hey, Helen. Hey, you've got another true-false quiz for me?
Yep. Our trivia podcast, Go Fact Yourself, used to be in front of a live audience.
True. Turns out that's not so safe anymore.
Correct. Next, unfortunately, this means we can no longer record the show.
False. The show still comes out every first and third Friday of the month.
Correct. Finally, we still have great celebrity guests answering trivia about things they love on every episode of Go Fact Yourself.
Definitely true.
And for bonus points, name some of them.
Recently, we've had Ophira Eisenberg, plus tons of surprise experts like Yardley Smith and Suzanne Summers.
Perfect score.
Woo-hoo.
You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month with all the great guests and trivia that we've always had. And if you don't listen, well, then you can go fact yourself.
That's the name of our podcast.
Correct.
Woo.
Schmanners. Noun. Definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
We're all.
No! No!
I'm sorry, I can't control my hands.
That's okay.
They're going to choke you out.
No!
Why won't you geriatric gal pals just die already?
Well, hey, if you watch the show, they have superpowers that keep them alive for a preternaturally long time. I'm out of time.
We're full best friends, but our hips are turned.
Down with plastic. I have had it.
Walking in the mall and solving crime.
Taking a nap right at 3:09.